Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Crowd, and in this show we're going to discuss understanding IP version 4. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you have any, you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So when we look at a subnet mask, what it does is divides the IP address into a network ID and a host ID. So you can see what we have is we have the IP address 192.168.1.10. The subnet mask is 255.255.255.0. Now, you'll see that the actual, now when we look at the 192.168.1, that's our network ID. So the network ID identifies the actual street in which we're going to have our house. And the host ID is going to be our house. So you can think of it. You live on Poplar Lane. Your house number is 10. So Poplar Lane is going to be your network ID. 10 is your house. And that's how you think of a subnet mask. So right here, this is known as a Class C. Because what it has is it has 24 bits within its IP address or within the actual address that's associated with the actual network ID. So we have 8 bits, 8 bits, and 8 bits. That's 24. Then we have 8 bits left over because there's a total of 32 bits within an IP version 4 address. So the subnet mask, again, what it does is identifies what is going to be our network ID and what is going to be our host ID. Now, what is that really used for? Because what it does is it determines who is going to be able to communicate. So everybody that's on Poplar Avenue is going to get a piece of mail. Anybody that's on another network or another address, it's like Main Street, well, they're going to have their own network ID. So how are we able to send mail between those two networks? Or those two streets is we have the post office. And the post office, which is our router, is going to make a determination on where that IP or that piece of mail is going to go. So what is the default gateway? It's usually the router. And the router allows us to be able to get past our gatekeeper, which the gatekeeper is going to be our network ID. So if we want to get from another network ID, we have to use a router. To get another network, you use this. Internetworks are connected by the routers. And those are known as hops. When you do a trace route, for example, if I do a trace route, www.microsoft.com, it will go up to 16 different hops. And so those hops are actually is where the packets are going across those different routers. If the destination's on another network, we're going to use a default gateway. The packet is directed to the default gateway, which is a router. The path is calculated, which is the hop. The packet is delivered to the destination. Now, DHCP, Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol, assigns the default gateway. And this is what's going to be known as our DHCP options. So when we do that DORA, remember, discover, offer, request, acknowledgement, get the IP address, along with the lease, it's going to give us our default gateway. And the default gateway, that's how we're going to be able to get outside of our local subnet. And so DHCP can automatically assign that. So we don't have problems with, I have dyslexia, for example. And what I'll do is I'll transpose numbers. Well, the same thing. So if I transpose those numbers, then the traffic's not going to be able to get to where it needs to go. Now, so when we look at the structure of IP version 4 addresses, they're 32 bits. So 32 bits, again, what this does is gives it about 4 million IP addresses. There's 4 octets. Now, when we're dealing with IP version 4, we're dealing with binary, zeros and ones. 8 bits is a piece, which is known as an octet. So we have 11000000, 10101000, 00001011, 11110101, which is going to actually be 192.168.23.245. What you do is you add the bits together. So 126 I mean, 128 plus 64 is 192. 128 plus 32 plus 8 gives you 168. And then 128, 64, 32, 16. 4, 2, and 1 gives you 23 and 245. The IP address must be unique in the network subnet or segment because we can't have the same IP address or the same house. You can't have a house on your street that has the same number because what will happen? Your mail won't be delivered because they won't know which house to send it to. So each house has a separate host address. The same thing with our network IP addresses for our clients. So a network ID, first part of the IP address is a network ID. It represents a subnet or a subsection of the internet. The street address, 1010, is our network ID. Second part is a host ID. This is a physical device. Think of it as your house number. Subnet mask are used to determine the network ID and the host. 192.168.1.16/16. What that indicates right there, we have 16 bits. So there's 8 bits in each of the octets. So that means we have two octets, which 255.255, 192.168 is going to be our network ID. The host will be 1.16. 16-bit subnet mask, two octets. 192.168 is the network ID. 192.168.0.0, that indicates the network ID. Wherever the last parts are zeros, that's what we put in as the endings for the IP address. 1.16 is the host ID. Now, when we look at subnet mask notations, we have CDIR, which is classless interdomain routing. So classless domain routing, we have a slash notation. Slash 16 means 16 bits. 255.255.0.0. Slash 24 means 24 bits. 255.255.255.0. So what we're doing is we're saying, okay, how many bits are going to be in our actual IP address? 192.168.23.255/16 gives you this representation. So 255.255.0.0 is going to be our actual notation for the subnet mask. So subnet mid-range values, there's three possible subnet masks. Class A is 255.0.0.0. Class B is a 255.255.0.0. And a class C is 255.255.255.0. And those are usually the ones that we use within a IP version 4 type of environment. So when we look at the subnet mask notation, you can see the slash 8, that's your 255. So that means that your class A, your class C, or class B is slash 16. So you can see right here, 255.255.0.0. Then we get to our class C, that's slash 24. But we have in-betweens, slash 23, slash 22. And what this is doing, allowing us to be able to better contain our broadcast network. Because the more objects that we have within the network, the subnet, the higher the contention rate is. Collision detection, multiple access collision detection. So let's take the binary calculator. This is how you actually figure out an IP address. So we got the powers of 2. We have 128, 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. That indicates that if we have 4 bits, one here for 128, one for 64, one for 32, one for 16, that gives us 240. 111 is 224. This gives you 248. So you can see how it's starting to correlate. So 128, 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. Those are the only ones that we're dealing with. Those are the 8 bits that we have in an octet. And so these are the combinations that we can't have. Now, routing in the default gateway is the network ID is our default gateway. Well, the default gateway is going to be a router. So the network ID, that's going to describe our actual contention network or broadcast network. Now, to get outside of that network, we're going to have a device, and that is going to be our default gateway. So what we do is we ping our default gateway to see that we can get out. So when we look at the what are the essential points of routing a default gateway? Default gateway must be the same network ID and in the same broadcast domain as the host. If it isn't, then we won't be able to ping it. Without a default gateway, the traffic will not be forwarded, so it will not go to another subnet. It won't be able to get to the internet. You have to have a default gateway. A gateway that's left unconfigured will prevent access to the host beyond the local subnet. And the reason why we might use this is, for example, for a protected network, a military network, for example, we may not want people to be able to get outside the local subnet. So what we'll do is we won't configure a default gateway, but people will be able to ping their local clients without a problem at all. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search for GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.